Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversations with church leaders about social media.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm Neil Smith, and as always, I'm here with Jay Cranda. What's up, Jay?
Doing pretty good. I'm still fighting a little bit of a sickness, so if it feels like I got a deep voice. I think our listeners actually might rather enjoy that than my high pitch.
Yeah. You know, what you learned from Sean Cannell from our last episode, because he had like the ultimate voice.
The best audio ever. Like,
it was amazing.
We're going to talk about Amazon Prime Day, a little bit of recap, but just to kind of to segue a little easy there. I got invited to be part of a Foundations conference. That the guys, Justin Wise and Josh Burns were doing. They were doing this. It's really a cool experiment. I think more and more people have been doing this. It's a little bit of a form of the nines. And there's been a couple of these, but it's such a great, powerful thing because it was a conference that was all online. And then I think they actually used the Infusion software kind of as the back end.
Okay.
Kind of managed it. And you logged in and you got to watch it, and they used, it was like Livestream or Ustream as a live portal, and they just scheduled stuff and then they would throw to Justin or Josh talking and recapping. And they had amazing speakers. It was so much fun. And so anyways, I got to be part of that. Tons of Twitter interaction, tons of stuff going on. But our friend Jason was a couple sessions after me.
Okay.
And he had just clean audio. And I remember I was like, oh my gosh. And I was harassing him on Twitter because in the back of his, he had his books up.
At Jason Caston.
Yeah, I was like, Jason Caston, man, he does not play. I was like, that was a brilliant move. Yes. But his audio, and I think that's the amazing thing. We've talked about this a couple times in like, you know, last week's episode with Sean. You know, we had somebody who works with you, Nick,
yeah.
From Community Bible Church, where audio is so important, and you notice that so quickly in any type of video, you know. And I think that's right. Why even we've noticed a difference since we've done the podcast, where we've gotten like podcast mics, and how
right.
That makes it so smooth.
Yeah.
You know, I've learned some of the trickiness of like when I've done editing on, you know, unfortunately, some of this is all, you know, we've just done it pretty, you know, clean and dirty on like GarageBand when we've had to. And, you know, there's tricks there in making it smooth. There's so many cool things that if you just enhance the audio and obviously the video and stuff, you can just have such a great product. But that Foundations conference was great. It was so cool. Some of the things that stood out to me, tons of great stuff. Los Witt, he was speaking, and he had a couple of sweet stuff. He was talking about being consistent, and everybody there was talking about being consistent and with your content. And he had this cool thing about the idea of he struggled with being consistent. And one of the things he did was he moved to a model where he did 10 episode seasons. And so, you know, and kind of in his, the way his like spurt of energy is, where he's always going that, okay, am I going to be able to deliver something every week? Oh, maybe I'm going to get bored a couple weeks in, but what if I just did 10 episodes? And he does vlogging. And so I could just start a season, and then after 10, I could stop and I could start it back up when I feel like I want to do it again. And that allows him to be more consistent with his, and I love that. He also had another thing about exploring, the ability to set an alarm every day where you can explore. And the idea is that you're always learning and growing, but so much stuff. I'll put a link to kind of a recap of where you can learn more about that. But I think more and more churches, don't you feel, Neil, more and more churches and people are, you're going to see this trend of going away from the physical and just gathering. Cause you know, nobody had to book a ticket. There's so much money in hotel and food. It was such a savings. Don't you feel like this is a trend that will continue to grow?
Yeah, absolutely. I think about, you know, the learning you can get from an online conference. And I, you know, I was watching some of the Twitter interaction and people gathering in their workspace to learn together. And then you think about, you can even have lunch in the office and process it. And, but the cost of going to a conference, and we would, you know, in different ministries I've worked at, we would budget that once a year where we would have to book, you know, airlines and hotels and rental cars. And then the cost of the conference being, you know, $200-$300, it gets pretty expensive. And so when you do these online conferences, the speakers can do it for less because they don't have to travel. They can record right there. You know, you're distributing it at a next to nothing cost. And so you're providing greater value. I think the struggle that I have in so many churches have a hard time justifying cost. So they'll justify a conference traveling expense, but they're like, oh, well, we could just attend a free webinar. But the reality is, I think you need to invest money in growing and learning and developing, and you can get something of great value like that conference. I was looking at the speaker lineup. Unbelievable, the lineup they had and what you were able to take away in one day. I think you're going to see more and more church conferences go to that, and really being intentional of creating that online experience wherever. It's not a secondary experience anymore. It's a primary experience. And I think it's just a tremendous learning opportunity. And I hope more and more conferences go to that kind of format. So I appreciate Justin and
they did, you know, something that I loved about it was the Twitter interaction. And I think they used a social stream that was embedded in there that you could interact, but most of the interaction was happening on Twitter just with the hashtag.
Yeah.
So like when I was speaking, I was getting like a ton of, you know, direct questions and mentions and stuff. And it was very strong. I definitely know that most people like the getaway, you know, obviously, you know, I know that, you know, we get together once a year at, you know, there's a gathering of online leaders with the iMinistry conference that happens at Lake Point Church. And, you know, but I have to budget, you know, two people, hotel, you know, we're looking at $2,500, you know what I mean? Right. After everything's kind of said and done.
Right.
Cause it's like 4 days or 3 days. Oh, sorry about that. And, but regardless, I think that if you're able to get a team together and do it, I know Haley here at Saddleback Church, she had some of the, like her social media interns and coworkers, and they were watching it together. And I think that's the best type environment. Yeah. And I think that's always, you know, more and more, we need to stop thinking about online as the single individual, but encourage and provide easy next steps that they can gather people and do it together. Because if you have an online tool and you're watching in community with people in your house or in your office, then it becomes more of a community thing. Cause then you can go, oh, that was a great idea. How can we implement that now? And then you can have these conversations that make sense in your context. But what I loved about that is that they encouraged that. They said, hey, you know, sign up, you know, watch in a community, or, and they were saying like, take a photo of who you're watching with. And they even, and what I loved about it is that they were super honest, you know, and the conference was smooth. It was great. It was a fun thing. I was very proud to be a part of it. And I was grateful that they invited me. And they had some struggles with the live technology,
okay,
you know, and they were straightforward, and, you know, Justin handled it like a pro, and they were great. I think there was a point where everybody had a refresh. But you know, you could tell that they were learning in it, but so much, it was so cool to see everybody engaged. So I'll provide a link if you're interested to see more about that. You know, they're probably going to be do another one, but I definitely see more and more people doing that.
And I would like to publicly invite Justin Wise and Josh Burns onto the show to talk about it and debrief what they learned from the conference. And what they learned, you know, I assume they're going to do it again. What are they going to do different next time? What can churches learn? Because you think about churches can put on online trainings just like this for their leaders in their church. And I think there's so many opportunities. So as they're pioneering this new training opportunity, what did they learn? I think it'd be really valuable for our audience. So Justin and Josh, love to have you on and talk about it further. And thanks for leading the way and pioneering that technology and that training.
So now let's move to the kind of the touchy subject of Amazon Prime Day.
Oh, which, it hurts.
So Amazon Prime Day, celebration of their birthday. So the big thing with Amazon Prime Day is that they were definitely promoting it like they were going to make Black Friday look like a joke. So for anybody who doesn't know Black Friday, Black Friday is like what? The day after Thanksgiving, right? Is it
right?
And the idea is that there's like half off, 30%. People camp up overnight. You know, Macy's, Walmart are open like hours after Thanksgiving is over. Like, literally during the day, like they open like now on Thanksgiving Day. And so it's a huge day. Everybody, you know, camps out and does that. So they said that they were going to compete at that level. So Amazon Prime Day does that marketing campaign. It comes and, you know, there's a lot of vocal opinion of how people thought these aren't that great of a deals. And you were one of them.
Yeah. So here's the deal. I'm a huge Amazon fan. You know, I've been a Prime user for a long time. I just got the Amazon Echo recently. I order we buy all of our groceries other than fresh groceries off of Amazon Prime. We buy, everything 2-day shipping. We probably watch Amazon Prime TV more, Amazon Music. I'm all in with Amazon. Amazon, you know, other than even Amazon Fire TV. You know, I bought it the first day it came out, and I love it. I mean, we use it more than Apple TV or Roku. So I'm a big Amazon fan. And so when Amazon says something, so the only thing that's probably flopped is that phone, you know, was kind of a flop. But every organization have a flop, and I don't know if they define it as a flop because it still looked cool with their 3D stuff. But Amazon Prime Day was supposed to be this massive deal. And the truth is, over the years, I've gotten so many good deals from Amazon that if Amazon was going to claim to have this ridiculous day of deals, I expected it to be this ridiculous day of deals. And so I didn't set my alarm, but I got up at like 5 a.m. that morning. And first thing I did is check Amazon, you know, like what are the deals going to be? And I'll be honest, I've been down on Amazon Prime Day because I did expect like crazy, crazy good deals. And I still spent like $500, you know? And so I've got right here, my new Kindle, you know, $50. So that was a nice deal, you know? I got just a few little knickknack things that were interesting. I got an iPhone lav mic, but a dual lav mic. So you could do interviews and plug the microphone directly into your iPhone. So I've kind of gotten into iPhone videos a lot more lately. And so, so a dual microphone, I've always kind of thought, oh, you can't do interviews. Well, now I can. But it was like, but why is that on sale? Like that's like a niche item that I wanted, but I can't imagine that many people really wanted that. And so I felt like even the items they picked, people joked about it like being like the clearance table at Ross or something, you know, like which is like the clearance of the clearance. And it was just kind of a strange collection of items. I expected a lot more electronics.
That is such a rough comment. That is just
I'm sorry to Ross fans. Like half my wardrobe is from Ross though. So I feel like I can say that. And like, that's why my sleeves are like off, like they're different lengths. And, but you know, like you go to those like discount stores, and you see the clearance tables and it's like, oh, there's the stuff that like Foley's didn't sell for, you know, Foley's still around, but
I don't know what that is.
Christmas and then so it was before your time. That's awesome. So anyways, it was just strange. I feel like the items they had for the most part, but I didn't, the other thing that was frustrating to me is I bought a Amazon Fire 7, like the little tablet for my kid. Yeah. And we're about to go on like a 3-week vacation. So we needed this for the vacation. And then it didn't come with everything else. And so I check and I'm like, where is it? Well, it says it's not going to be delivered till August 22nd. Oh, wow. I'm like, Amazon Prime Day is all about like 2-day shipping. And they sold an item they didn't have in stock. And I thought, man, that's just a poor process as well.
I saw you post that photo and the Amazon fail thing and the delivery date. And that's true. That would be, I mean, like I totally would anticipate it's Prime, you know, and so you would get that then. You know, I definitely saw the feedback. I had a couple friends that were like, I'm an Amazon Prime user. I love Amazon. But, you know, I had one friend that was like joking around about canceling his Amazon Prime. And I was like, that's a little drama.
Yeah, that's a little
more. Overall, Amazon offers a crazy amount of stuff for a pretty reasonable price. So, I mean, I've been an Amazon Prime user, I think, for about a year, and I definitely use it heavily. I have a ton of stuff that's subscription is sent to me. I definitely wasn't looking for anything particular. The only thing I really wanted, I wanted noise-canceling headphones. I had bought some used years ago, and I was like kind of looking.
Yeah,
I was cracking up every time I logged in. Did you get this? They were trying to push that Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Yeah, yes. Like that was one of the weird items that is
did they just accidentally buy an extra 500,000 copies of those and they're trying to
feel like that's exactly what happened.
I was like, every time I logged in, how is that not out of stock yet? Like, oh my gosh, like that's
because nobody wants it.
I know, that's true. I have the Lord of the Rings all saved on my DVR on my DirecTV box. Like, I'm not gonna buy something for $50. Anyways, so I ended up, I waited all day and I was looking for deals for like noise canceling headphones. I didn't find anything. And then right till the very end, I think literally the last hour and a half, I saw something go on sale, these Sony noise canceling headphones that were like $150. So they went on sale for $49.99.
Yeah.
And I was like, boom. And I had a gift card we were sharing on the podcast. I had a gift card to Amazon for $50.
Yeah.
So I was like, boom. And I got, you know, and they're actually, got it on Amazon Prime Day, and I haven't gotten them yet. So I think they come today. So they got delayed 7 days. So overall, I didn't I wasn't looking for anything, but I definitely didn't see anything. I saw a couple deals for like 4K TVs that were pretty good.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh, that's interesting, but I don't need another TV. And so I was like, man, but I didn't feel like it crushed. I mean, I'm curious on the sales reports. I mean, I haven't seen anything direct that they've reported yet. And
I think, and what I'm hearing from Amazon is that it was a huge day for them and that they did have crazy sales. I was with you on the 4K TVs and I didn't need a TV either. And I told my wife beforehand, like, okay, I won't buy a TV. And then sure enough, like there was a crazy good deal. But it only lasted about like 2 minutes before it was gone. And that was like their hope, you know? But I did try to buy it and then it was sold out by the time I like hit buy now or whatever it was. But I feel like the social media lesson from it though is don't overpromise and underdeliver, because I feel like what happens on social media, like, is it's the surprise factor that trends and trends well. Yeah. It's when people don't expect, you know, like if you're doing a concert and you don't expect that like Usher is going to come out in the middle of the concert, then that's going to trend. Or if you're, you know, like if you just have Amazon Prime Day and it comes out of nowhere and nobody even knows about it, and all of a sudden it's Amazon Prime Day. But when you say like it's better deals than Black Friday, and then you don't like you've got 15% off, and they're literally like 5% off deals. Like, why are you even listing that?
Yeah, that's
so. I felt like it was an overpromise and underdeliver situation.
Yeah, it was interesting because it was only for Prime users. So you're literally you're marketing just to your core. So I wonder how many people got Prime based off that, because then they had to make bank off of just that alone. And so, it was definitely an interesting day. It's definitely fun to see, you know, the number one realtor, you know, retail shop that's online doing something like that. And so I just hate the idea of having to go to physical stores. So if there's a way we can push this. So I love it. It was interesting. Definitely wasn't as good as deals as everybody anticipated, but I bought something. You bought something, so obviously they got us on some level. So
I think it worked. I think they caught people's attention, and I think you can learn from that. But I think they also got a lot of negative press out of it too by not over delivering. And I think kind of lesson learned across the board. And I think church can do the same thing. Like promote. It's a great thing, that hashtag. I mean, I for a week it was trending on Facebook.
Yeah.
So they promoted it well, but then over deliver and then let it continue to promote after the sale, and keep that excitement and that energy. And, I think it's a good thing. I think churches can learn some good lessons from Prime Day and hopefully maybe even got some good deals that I missed.
Yeah. So some church has a 4K TV.
They got a 4K TV. I mean, seriously, there were some TVs on there that if you caught on there early, you got some TVs in your church and you got a good deal. So there's some value in there, but from a social media standpoint, I think, it was probably, I hope Amazon sees that they failed in many ways with it, but to get something to trend for a week, like they did, it was unbelievable leading up to it. And so Amazon's got that kind of platform and they made it happen for sure.
Yeah. So, hey, you know, if you're listening to this and you got opinions on Amazon Prime Day, please shoot it over. If there's some lessons that you learned for your church, share with us with the hashtag SMC podcast. Thanks as always for listening. To learn more about the show, go to socialmedia.church. Please leave us a review if you haven't yet. And I'm going to keep on saying this. Because of our last episode with Sean, check out our YouTube channel as well. So thanks again for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. Stop by socialmedia.church for the show notes and to learn more about Social Media Church. Please share this podcast with a friend and leave a review on iTunes or wherever you may be listening.